Your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Prices are rising across the country, across the world. That means we got a new sport on our agenda. I got some texts saying that they got dead air out there. Hopefully we get that rectified in a second. We good now? Oh, awesome, awesome. Well, that's good because y'all miss me telling the world how I send Eric Sawyer III on a fool's errand this morning. It's Sports Friday, and that means we're talking sports, and we got our debate back on what should be the next national sport. Should it be sailing? Should it be baseball and basketball? But guess what? I got a special guest in studio, Dr. Ancelino Davis, and I'm throwing it out there. Maybe we should add pork into the list of considerations, so we're going to have that debate this morning. But like I said, I was feeling a little Tom Brady-ish, wanted to cheat a little bit. This morning, Sawyer on a run, and he'll be joining us in shortly. Thank you to the texters and the listeners that sent me that quick message. Let's get to local sports. First of all, Beaches and Parks has put out a new dodgeball team. At least that's what I think. They're Beaches and Parks. If you're going to have your staff doing road maintenance, cleaning roads in the morning, please make sure that they have all of the necessary cones and safety equipment, because we, the public, prioritize their safety. There's no way I should be traversing on Duke and King Street and almost run into some and parks. No way. No way. In the road, acting as a barrier. Also, you know it's a new sport in the Bahamas? Staying safe on the Bahamian road. That's the new sport. In fact, I used to think the sport was avoiding the police while you do foolishness on the road. But the sport itself is doing foolishness. I just want to say, Nassau Street and Bay Street intersection, their drivers, did you know that there's a police station like almost immediately next to that intersection? I would advise that you follow the traffic protocols at that intersection. Don't mind that there are constant roadblocks, like little temporary informal roadblocks on that strip. Don't mind that. They're not really. Anyway, please adhere to the safety rules. Over the last few weeks, even beyond my constant railing about the devolution of our driving culture and behavior, others have been talking about it as well. But I get particularly upset when I see red plates, that's government plates, and commercial vehicles running red lights and ignoring basic traffic controls. See, we're not a snitching type of society. We're not a whistleblower type of society, you know. But we're going to have to become that if others don't learn how to moderate their behavior. I hope that our most recent incidents saddened and evoked sufficient concern to cause us to begin to moderate our behavior. And again, we say condolences to the family that lost the infant in the traffic accident 2 days ago. Dear producer, Mr. Sawyer say he's here, he's downstairs, and he raring to get on the mic because he don't want me cheating and not letting him have a fair say in the debate. Also, producer, is Mr. Davis in the Zoom room? Not yet? Well, Mr. Davis, please tune in as soon as possible. So let's get to some local sports. All of the sports stories I'm reading today come from the Nassau Guardian over the last week. And you can check out the Guardian online or go back into your paper so you could catch up on the full details of all of these stories. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. Thank you. I mean, I'm okay. I thought I was going to have more time to cheat without you here, but you made it.
I mean, it's only two errands you sent me on.
Yeah. I mean, and I see you ain't come back with breakfast for no one.
Well, you know.
You're smart.
It was good outside. It was good.
All right. So I just going through some local news. There's some fantastic stories in the news. Bahamians on the ground, like in the Bahamas, and then Bahamians competing abroad, right? For instance, the Bahamas is set to play in the World Cup qualifiers. The national men's team has secured the funding to continue their trek to the Olympics, right? So they were trying to get to the FIBA, the International Basketball Federation World Cup 2023 qualifiers, but they ran out of money. And after a little plea, a little beg, a little cookout, the government and several corporate partners step up to make sure that these guys could at least get to the, you know, the qualifiers.
Yeah.
So we got 10 players in the Bahamas, including Robert Joseph, DeHorn Wild Goose, Rashad Davis, Jean Ronnie Cadeau. Wow, that's a lovely name. Sebastian Gray, Michael Thompson, Travis Munnings, Willis Mackey Jr., Tavario Miller, and Danrad Knowles, right? And so these guys are competing for the World Cup, but this is also an opportunity to qualify for the Olympics. And as you guys know, we got DeAndre Ayton, Chivano Buddy Heel, and Kai Jones in the NBA. Plus, we got dozens of other players playing across the world. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't even check out my Chicchani League.
I want to thank. Always in the farm.
See, y'all always dissing the F&M and Hubert Minnis, right? But Hubert Minnis took my Chicchani Basketball League to the moon. Remember when he said he liked to go fishing on the moon? Yeah. We played in the league on the moon, buddy. And so we're going to qualify as well to be on that Olympic team. Also, our young tennis players had a big, big showing the last couple of weeks. If you look in today's Guardian, you'll see at the back of the business section, at the beginning of the sports page, the Bahamas boys in the semis, girls play fifth. Well, our guys went down to play in the International Tennis Federation's World Junior Tennis Competition for the North Central American and Caribbean region this week. The boys started off, they played Honduras and they mashed them up. The girls, they beat Suriname. They 2-3, 2 out of 3 they won. The boys, I think they won 3 straight.
Sweep, yeah.
And
yeah.
We see today, in today's story, the boys under 14 team, they're in the semifinals.
Way to go.
And if they do well, if they win, they're going to head to the finals. And the girls will battle for fifth place. So they had a strong showing. They still in the medal, you know.
Respectable.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. And I appreciate this story, right? Dr. Davis is joining us.
Okay.
Now, Dr.
Yeah.
Davis started the Porkin restarted the Porking League here in New Providence, right? Mm-hmm. I know plenty of y'all didn't know we had a Porking League.
At one point we did, yeah.
Right, so I wanted to also highlight stories that would sort of debate later in the show. And I think tennis is a good starter if you want to be a Porking championship.
Yeah, because it has a tennis ball.
Right. Hey, you got to get the feel of that.
But you need to know exactly what it feels like.
Right. And you got to have good hand-eye coordination.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like we say in the Bahamas, a straight arm.
Right. And the best way to learn how to say your beast professionally is to play tennis. You watch the Australian Open. You watch the Wimbledon. When you hear them by them grunting and moaning.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because they play in tennis, they have to be polite and they can't use words. But in Porking, you could say your beast, and that's where you get it from. Producers, Mr. Davis there yet? Keep checking. I think he's scared, Mr. Sawyer. I think he is. All right, so we had a great showing in tennis. Another story, more qualifiers for Kurifta. You can find that on the Guardian page. And then a second story, Smith and Valcour qualify for the Kurifta Games. I just wanted to highlight these guys because this latest run out, they basically ran out. They put it on these people they was competing with. So our young athlete Mateo Smith competing at the Louis Bing Invitational this past weekend. He's 17 years old. He's high school in Florida. This young boy leapt 7.26 meters to win that event. And he also competed in the boys' 100-meter and triple jump events. Valcour, who runs for Mount Verde Academy in Florida, well, she won the women's 400 meters in 54.98 seconds after running a blazing personal best of 54.30 seconds in the heats. And I want to say to this young Bahamian athlete, look here, that's one of them little Bahamian trends. You have to wake off, right? Like, because we'll go out there and we'll bust a hole in the event. The best time ever. And then we come back for the final or the real thing, mm-hmm. and we don't run as fast. Right? Like, and that's happened to me all the time. I hit my peak at 13. I've just been slacking off ever since.
It's the adrenaline, man.
It's the adrenaline, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a great showing, Valcour. Way to go. And so Valcour and Smith have qualified for the Kurifta Games set in Jamaica this April 16th through 18th, which is also the Easter holiday weekend. And so we now have 13 qualifying total, but that may have changed as of this week. I didn't get into all of the...
No, sorry.
What day it is?
Just...
They won't play Porking?
No, not yet.
Okay, good. All right. So another story, JBLN stages candlelight vigil for Jeff Albury, who was funding in the operation of the Youth League. And again, we say condolences to Jeff Albury's family. Some more stories. Listen, did you know, Mr. Sawyer, that we have equestrians?
Yes, I do.
You know, we have equestrian athletes.
Yeah, man.
Now,
yeah, man.
We were about to have an equestrian competition in Justice Gardens, but then I was appointed as customs officer that year. Mm-hmm. And
so the horse here couldn't make it in.
I refuse without getting a bribe. I just refuse. It's on me. But we have equestrian rider Millie Vlasov is on a direct path to representing the Bahamas at the 2023 Central American and Caribbean Games after a strong performance in the first weekend of the Andalusia Sunshine Tour in Maine. And I just think, look here, I am about to put equestrian events on the national sports debate list.
Well, hold on. Are we talking about Justice Gardens?
No, I talk actual equestrian.
Okay.
But let me tell you why. Because we have horses that are technically indigenous to the Bahamas. Now, here's what I mean. What I mean is they came here so long ago. It was such a long time ago that they been that they came here that we could consider them indigenous. In the same way we say that the Africans came here so long ago mm-hmm. and been here so long, them indigenous in a certain extent.
Right.
So when the Seminoles and Native Americans were fleeing North America and Africans on the Saltwater Railroad, that's like Harriet Tubman's line, yeah, but it was moving south. It went to Mexico. It went through the Bahamas. That Indians and people living in Florida would have brought their horses with them. And that's where you get the pinto horses, and where you get the horses in Abaco from.
They're pretty, too.
I mean, they...
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
They're so gorgeous. I don't even want to ride them. I'd be like, buddy, you just out here living your life. Big Gussie May like me come to Abaco.
Well,
that's unfair.
Yeah, just feed them and, you know.
The horse, I know what y'all is doing now, sort of them cars. No, miss. Anyway, so that's the reason why I would consider putting equestrian events on the list for debate for the national sport. Because we got this historic link. And while the culture may have disappeared, the history can't disappear.
Well, right? The history can't disappear, and we're still trying to hold some sort of link to the past via horse and carriage.
True.
Yeah.
Right. And it have to be, see how you say that? It has to be a sort of a desperate cling to the past, right? A desperation, because we're not actually maximizing the full potential of that sort of space, horse and carriage. We could be doing a lot of things with it. We also would be taking care of our horses better if we were really serious, if it was really about a living culture and not an attempt to hold on to a dying culture. But I'm not going to let you disrupt my argument.
No, never that.
I've been trying to disrupt my argument. Look here, let's get some text here. Great show as usual. I still think we should consider contact golf. Well, listen, remember when Volkswagen, when they had a bunch of Volkswagen golfs on the road? They was already playing that sport.
Yeah, and they, I wouldn't say for the most part, but you do have some drivers out there who like to contact other cars.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd
like to just say in remembrance of my good Grammy Corinne Mitchell and her brethren family that accommodated her up until the last moment that she put down her car keys. You know, they're just a loving church family. Mm-hmm. I say good morning. The text, Russia is playing their national sport. China had their Olympics. American had their Super Bowl. Putin is now having his 15 minutes of fame. It's my turn. And the text says, politics is our national sport. It's called the game of life. No.
Oh, boy.
Leave that one right there.
Leave that one right there.
Aaron, I'm no snitcher, but if it will mess with or hurt my family, I will not only snitch, I'm telling them just how long your toenails are. Well, listen.
Yeah, that's someone that knows you well.
Yeah. But no, I tell the people this morning on the radio, right?
Okay.
There are things that we as adults, we're going to tell on. And we're going to tell children there are things that you're going to tell on. That big grown man trying to convince you in your school uniform that you've already blossomed into a beautiful lady, he's a predator. We're going to snitch on him.
Right away.
Yeah, don't mind that you smile up at him a couple times before or you took the drink or $5 from him. It's okay. You're not a snitch. He's a predator.
Yeah.
And that's the type of thing we're talking about. That's all.
Okay. Yeah.
We could save a whole bunch of children. We could save a whole bunch of little children and communities if we change our attitude about that. I understand where we come from. Let's be realistic about it. We come from a rich history of smuggling and running things.
That's the basis upon which we stand.
Right. Yeah. And that has caused us to develop a peep some, keep some attitude. We will
Such
throw judgment
thing.
On people. We understand why that attitude was important.
Mm-hmm.
We understand. We're not judging nobody at all on that. All we're saying is that big dirty man trolling the primary school, tell on him. Even Tom Brady, the cheater. Tell on him. Last text before we go to the break, it says, it's porking. Oh, it's not porking. It's sawking. Well, we have a contribution from an older Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, another reason why it should be on the list, because generations of Bahamians could tell you now how the game has evolved.
Yeah, I remember playing South, but I'll get to that after the break.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I remember begging, searching for South in school on a special day, but that's
no,
it.
No, this was a game used for the tennis ball.
Okay, and you had to spell out South, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wait, that's a difference. I get pork. But I teach people how to spell.
Yeah.
And the education. Anyway, producer, stop running out. It's time to go to a break. When we get back from the break, we got to talk about the All-Star Weekend and why we have to throw the dunk competition away.
In the garbage, son.
Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer and eventually Ancelino Davis. If he's not afraid of getting pork, we'll be right back.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock of Aaron Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available in services, from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. We're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Good morning and welcome to 6.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green on the Sports Friday, and I've got Mr. Eric Sawyer III in studio with me. I don't think he's realized yet that I got this unfair advantage over him. See that producer play that song about Welcome Back? Oh, the song called Welcome Back to, I Want to Go to Small Hope Bay. Oh my gosh, that's a sweet song. You know what they're doing in Small Hope Bay? There's sail, Mr. Sawyer. There's sail in Small Hope Bay. That song is called A Perfect Day at Small Hope Bay by Duke Hannah. That's sail, Mr. Sawyer.
Oh, boy.
I don't want you to think that I'm being unfair because I'm an equal opportunity cheater. When I cheat against you, I also can bring something to support your case.
Okay.
So your position is basketball, right?
It is.
And there's plenty, plenty good reasons. The article I focused on this morning about the national team getting to the qualifiers, right? That to show you, show us that we have a rich tradition of basketball because you don't just jump up overnight and have a team, you know, have a good chance at the Olympics. You got to build that, right? And it's about culture. And so basketball is worthy of being on the list. But you know, the number one reason for basketball to be on the list for it's not because we got DeAndre. It's not because we got Kai. It ain't because we got Buddy. It ain't Jonquel. It ain't all these boys and women them in Europe and in South America playing ball and in Asia. It ain't that. You know what it is? Goose. Was it Osborne? Goose Lockhart from the Globetrotters, the Harlem Globetrotters. That is the reason why the Bahamas should consider basketball as a national sport. Anybody could join the NBA and win a game. We can talk about that now with the All-Stars and some of the changes they made in the All-Stars. Anybody could win a game in the NBA. But not everybody could be a Harlem Globetrotter.
No, that's a game of trickery, deception, traveling. In the NBA now, they call it the gather step. There's no such thing as traveling anymore. Like, you have to take four steps for traveling.
Hold on, wait. And that's something I'm so glad you brought that up. Because I tell you what happened. I'm sitting here watching these games for the last, like, five. And I want to say traveling. Hold on, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. But I say, no, Erin, you're a woman. And the first thing these boys can say to you is, you don't understand the game, miss. You don't understand what's happening.
It's called a gather step now.
That's what
James Harden has made that step famous.
Is that so they could gather themselves? Because that's what it looked like they're trying to figure out what they could do next.
Right. It's called a gather step. It's designed to make the NBA score more. You know.
For real?
Because a game, you know, like a game, very good game, riveting game. You know, score was 90-86, and that was it. Nowadays we have 131-125. You know, because now you can score more, you can do more.
But I gather step.
Right.
Because you don't get called for traveling.
Exactly.
I call foul. First of all, I grew up playing basketball. So for me, with basketball, my love of it is because I used to play it more than the affiliation with the U.S. teams, right? I stopped after I jumped so high in the air to block this boy. The people on the court asked me if I was on drugs.
You blocked it?
Yeah, I blocked it too.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. I blocked it. I was about to push the ball. It's a hard block. I mean, he's playing. I was playing man ball.
Ball.
I was about to push him off the edge of the court up in the air, you know? And I had to pull my weight back off my right side to my left side to try not. And I came down on one foot and broke my ankle. And I couldn't play basketball no more after that. Mm. Not because of the broken ankle, you know, but the boy then was like, no, miss, we don't know what you was on just now.
Yeah, but you got to come off the court.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go that high.
Yeah, you banned.
Never again.
Yeah.
Right, so I stopped playing then, right? But for me, that travel, that rule, that was one of the most basketball in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And they just let it go?
Yeah, they just let it go. They had to let it go.
Wow.
Because the game just was too slow. It was just too slow.
No, man, I think those guys just wasn't good enough.
No, it was just too slow. We needed more scoring because, you know, and the game just became so globalized.
Yeah.
And you have so many people who cannot do what they need to do within the allotted two steps. So they gave them an extra step.
Ah, that's what I'm thinking.
So it's just to make sure the game keeps as exciting as it used to be 25, 30 years ago.
Because I see the evolution of the game with the introduction of the three-pointer, right? I remember when I was really a fan, was when Vince Carter was hurting people. Feelings, man. Vince Carter's just dunking everything and he's like, for the whole of Canada.
He said, dunk on your Grammy, son.
Right. And so at that time, three-point shooting was just coming in. So you had guys like from the Pacers. I remember when the Pacers, Indiana Pacers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? When the Indiana Pacers just like, they was the three-point.
Reggie Miller.
Right. And there was nothing you could him unless you had another three-pointer who could outscore him. Right? There's nothing you could do with that. But now everybody is a three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Right?
I blame Steph Curry and Dirk Nowitzki because they have caused everybody to believe, whether you short or tall, that you could shoot a three-point shot.
But, I mean, you could say he caused them to believe it, Nowitzki. But we see that Carl Timberwolves center.
He won the three-point shooter. Yeah, first big man ever.
And I don't think he just won it. He sort of mashed them up.
Three-point shooting record, yeah.
Yeah, he did
29 points.
Awesome job.
Mm-hmm.
One of the tallest players at 6'1". I was quite surprised.
6'11", you mean?
Yeah, sorry, my bad. 6'11".
Scare me just now.
I can't even look that high. Wow. Very tall, though. Anyway, the All-Star Weekend. Producer, is he in the room? Ah, good. I felt something poking at me in the back of my head, you know. It's a tennis ball. Dr. Davis.
In the force just now.
Yes, man. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
All right. Do you know Mr. Eric Sawyer III?
I do not. Pleased to meet you digitally.
Good morning, sir.
I only have to introduce you to him because in Justice Gardens, in the spot, you know, our comedy troupe, we go to this place in the... You got to catch the ferry from behind South Beach, right? But... You go to Justice Gardens. He is a sport. He's a sport legend in Justice Gardens, and he actually is the third consecutive winner of the Porkin Round Robin in Justice Gardens. So I wanted to make sure the two of y'all met each other for the purposes of this conversation. And I've invited you today because I think Porkin should be on the list for consideration for the national sport. And you have just, a couple of years ago, you founded or reignited the local or national Parking League?
Yeah, so I founded the Bahamas Parking League. And we call it BPL.
Yes, because when you want to throw things at other people.
You want to get light up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody lighting it up.
So we started BPL in the middle of it. We actually held the first international parking tournament at Four Walls Squash and Social Club in the winter of 2020. And so I came second. I have to admit that I was taken out of the tournament by a ricochet park to the back of the head by Shad the Sharpshooter.
Shad Fair?
You might know as Shad Fair.
Yeah.
Himself Shad Fair.
Shad Fair. Yeah, Shad Fair. All right.
Okay, Shad Fair.
Yeah. He Sharpshooter. He took me out, man. But
I apologize.
Yeah, I actually have a real tournament, a real Bahamian parking tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we made history that day.
Absolutely. I apologize for two reasons. The first off is the way that my insurance is set up, I am not even allowed to watch parking. But what I appreciate about it is it falls in line with our current safety protocols and social distancing.
Oh, yeah, that definitely requires social distancing.
Right.
Yeah. The funny thing is, parking on the field, people social distance to the max.
Mm-hmm.
When we were playing parking inside the squash club, you only have a certain limit to how far you could get away. So it really kept it a lot more engaging, a lot more active on the court.
Right. I would like to add a new
standardized sports is about.
I would like to add a new rule to your parking competition because, you know, it's the NBA's 75th anniversary. And they doing fancy things, and they changing up the rules in the All-Star game. I want to add a rule to the parking competition, right? A COVID protocol rule, especially since you playing in an enclosed space, right? And I think you should have a rule that, like basketball, like how you can't be in the zone under the rim for more than, 3 seconds? You got to move and out of that zone.
In the paint, yeah.
That in parking, there's a rule where you can't be in one place for more than 3 seconds, right? And in the game, like you got to get close to somebody, but you only have 3 seconds to do these things. What you say?
Yeah, I think that's one of those things where we standardize the rules, and if you go to the Bahamas Parking League or look for the BPL on Facebook. You could actually see there's a rules thread, and we have different rules for different situations. But we also don't want to make it so cumbersome that it's impossible to play the game.
Right.
You don't have a referee who is counting how much time you're holding a ball in basketball, right? Because of the nature of the game, you're going to be moving anyway. You're going to be trying to park someone anyway, so you're not holding on to the ball that long. And we do have time limits and stuff like that. So parking, we standardize parking. Can you imagine that? It's a revolution in the world of parking going on now where we have standardized rules. We do have safety equipment when we're at Four Walls Squash and Social Club.
I'm allowed to wear knee pads and shoulder pads, chin brace.
Yes, you are allowed to wear those. And that's the beauty of being on the cusp of this evolution in parking.
Is the yoke still exposed?
We're making these rules and making them in a way that's deliberate. And, you know, we're thinking about what this looks like when it becomes a global phenomenon.
Right. And it gets to Olympic stage because that's where we're going with this.
Yeah, remember Frisbee and Ultimate Frisbee? They have leagues and stuff now, and that started with people flinging pie tins across the street in New York.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Basketball, it was some dude who was just trying to throw a ball inside these baskets that they had for picking apples or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it evolved over time. But we already have all these other rule-based sports that we can see and we can evaluate, and we can use those standards as guidelines, you know, making dimensions for the courts.
Okay, so I got a couple of technical questions here. First, are you still required to have the yolk of your head exposed, right?
Yeah, that's very important.
I'm going to put on my new parking uniform. I get some big, heavy jeans with patches, right? Like big patches and embroidery on the back pocket. So if you try place me in the back, I got padding as a part of my uniform, right? Are you allowed to wear clothing or hats that protect the head? Because basing you in your head is a major part of the thrill of parking.
In the yoke.
So here's the thing. The Bahamas Parking League and our affiliates do not condone basing people in the head.
Okay.
Oh, because for obvious reasons. But if you do get park in the head, that's a point for the person who park you.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, if you don't have your head exposed, say you have on a helmet or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That provides you added protection. But at the same time, that also might restrict your peripheral vision. Yeah. And then also, you have to listen to the judge, because you can say, oh, I feel that. No, we shave off your head. So that's a point.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have people in the Bahamas who some have locks, some have long hair and stuff, and we are actively debating, you know, do the locks count? When you get park in your locks, right? The lock park, like what does that mean? Is that a part of your body? And does that count that you get park?
But look here, this is another reason why parking have to be on the list of consideration, because now we've raised a religious debate. Because Rasta will tell you that his locks are a part of him and he cannot be separated from his locks. That means right.
That until they get parked, though.
That's what I said. Right. Rasta look like...
No, that's just hair. That don't count.
Yeah.
Or that's just my pants. I just brush my pants. And then you get into this debate where do they have an advantage? Because,
absolutely,
you know, they could blame it on the locks. Or do they have a disadvantage because now they have to consider their locks when they're moving and stuff?
Yes.
Have you ever seen Charo the Fox play? Man.
Listen, Charo the Fox was in, Dr. Davis, Charo the Fox was in that television show Goombe Kids that won all of the awards, from Cannes to England. Cannes is in France. But that boy Charo, he played a goat. He played a man who turned into a goat. And I watched that boy on the parking court, turn into a goat, grab the ball, and kick it with his foot. I don't want to play against him. And do you have rules against Obeah on the court?
There are no rules that limit your expression of religious freedom
on the court,
or your gender identity,
okay,
or your national or cultural heritage while you're on the parking
court
or on the parking field. We have one limitation, that is, you cannot, absolutely cannot refer to the game as Porky.
Okay,
unless then you are playing
in Grand Bahama.
In
Grand Bahama.
Okay. Yeah.
Only if you're playing in Grand
Bahama. I got to go to a break. And I love it that you dropped that controversial point right there. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, especially if you in Grand Bahama. We're going to continue the debate. We will be right back. You're on the clock with Aaron Green.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 quality.
Bahamas! Are you ready? This is a new thing, man! Backstabbers in the place! Shock the new! Carnival! Bring it! Bring the music! Woo! Yes, man! Yeah, man! Let's go! Hey! Woo! Yeah, no! Move out of the way! Why, we got something to say! First time ever we hear Chaka no Carnival, come out, we don't care what they say. We still got love of this place. Don't we make a big this? Chaka no is still in with Benny.
Good evening this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer and Dr. Ancelino Davis. Gentlemen, you hear that song they played just now? It reminded me that in the global north, you find that countries have there's a sport that captures everybody, right? In Europe, most of the world is soccer. Africa, Europe, Asia is soccer, right?
Uh-huh.
In the U.S., though, is football, basketball,
yes.
Baseball, right?
Yes.
And for the Bahamas, our major league sport has been junkanoo. That's been the biggest thing that's brought all of us out, right? Like, that's been the thing, although junkanoo isn't a sport per se. It's a competition.
Yeah, it's a sport and trash talking if you're good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's definitely physical. It has all the elements of that team, those teams and camaraderie and stuff like that. But yeah, it's not a sport in the traditional sense.
Right. It's sort of like how cheerleading is now considered a sport. It's a sport, but it ain't a sport like basketball is a sport. But it captures the imagination and the attention of the vast majority of Bahamians whenever it's taking place, right? In the two particular parades. But I still don't think that they could get on the list for national sport. Now, Dr. Davis, I say the game is worthy of consideration for national sport. Do you think it should go all the way to national sport?
So here's the thing. We're talking about national sports of sailing,
mm-hmm,
or cricket, or maybe we go follow some other country with soccer or something like that. When I think of sailing, tragically, a lot of Bahamians can't even swim.
Mm-hmm.
And even fewer could afford a boat.
That's true.
Then when you think about cricket, I could tell you, I could count on the number of horses I own, how many people I know who understand the rules of cricket.
Listen, your shade
surpasses
the water tower. Go on.
I know the rules of cricket.
Parking, everyone play parking.
Yeah.
Or everyone has seen someone get parked. Like, mm-hmm. I actually can't tell you if I've ever touched a cricket bat in person. Like, I don't know, like, what's the weight, how big it is. Like, I see it on TV and stuff, but I can't really judge that.
Listen,
I know exactly how a tennis ball feels.
But for the Child Protection Care Act, we would have realized that our mothers played both cricket and parking, and maybe even a little baseball, because they got arms. But, you know, the law say they can't use them no more.
Yeah, like, I mean, that was use of the slipper.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes the wet towel right out of the wash right. Tub.
I watched this Latin American woman throw a slipper straight. Look here, even Tom Brady was like, well, I'm going to go to get to practice. Yeah.
No, Aaron, that's still rookie level, though, because I see some Bahamian mothers who could throw a slipper curve. They could throw it crooked. It's come around the corner.
Yeah.
You can bend it up.
Say, Mom, you come back from Australia, eh? Anyway, guys, I'm all out of time. And I even give Mr. Sawyer over there an opportunity. See, because we were supposed to talk about what happened in the dunk competition.
We have another 51 weeks to discuss the dunk competition.
The horribleness of that.
Yeah. We will. We can get to it.
What interested me the most was this new thing, the Elam ending. First of all, I turned off the TV. My niece was there. I turned off the TV. I said, what is the madness they talking about? And then I realized that the NBA is really into madness. They decided for the one of the All-Star games, the Rising Star Challenge, mm-hmm. that they're going to set the score and to 25, and then you play the 25.
Yeah.
But that's how we used to play basketball through the corner.
Yeah, I know. It was called 21.
That's right.
Back then, yeah.
So first of all, I want to ask the NBA, why you think you're coming up with something new?
Yeah, yeah.
We've been doing that forever.
Yeah, that's 20. That's 21 with teams.
Right.
That's cultural appropriation. That's what that is.
That's what I'm saying. But
that's all those kids on the corner who didn't have, you couldn't stay out past sundown, so you better wrap that game up quick.
Oh Lord, I live that rule. Dead I live that rule.
Playing basketball and all of a sudden you're playing football. Can you catch that slipper?
Yeah.
But the question is, the NBA is considering to apply that rule to the postseason games. They can't do that to the playoffs, can they?
I would hope not. I really would hope and pray not.
Absolutely.
The game is already watered down, man.
So that's what we're going to talk about when we come back round, right? The Elam ending, and does it make sense? Like, will the world tolerate it? Because that's a major shift in sports. And let me read these texts just as we go. You are correct. It is called porking, but when you get hit with the ball, you got skork. S-C-O-R-K. Another text, Carl Anthony Towns is not the first big man to win. Larry Bird is at 6'9", and Dirk at 7 foot plus, at 7 foot, they're both past winners.
Yeah, okay.
Carl is only he's the second tallest. That's what it is. He's the second tallest to win. Great show as usual. Ask your guests how much one get paid for to be a professional porker because I about to quit my job right now. Buddy, as soon as I fill in the application, I could tell you.
Yeah.
Like jump in the line. Just call it Bahamian Dodgeball so our regional and international brethren can relate. But we got to work it out because the guy started in the region first. That'll be the best one. You can't just get a Bahamians can't just get out.
We ain't watering down our culture. We ain't going to name it no Bahamian Dodgeball for no one else. This is porking. It's porking. It's going to be porking so that when they look it up, they ain't going to find a million other things. They're going to only find Bahamian porking.
Right. It originated right here. Right? Are you familiar with...
Because Junkanoo is not Bahamian Carnival.
No, Junkanoo is Junkanoo. Yeah.
Right, it's Junkanoo.
But listen, Sawyer has a question for you before we...
With the term souse, Dr. Davis?
I am familiar with the term souse. And that is to be eaten on a Good Friday.
Okay. the name that you may know then is wall pork.
Ah, I know wall pork. Anyway, listen, we're all out of time. Dr. Davis, I don't know where you are in that Zoom room, but get back to New Providence. Me and this tennis ball guy talk to you for a moment. Mr. Sawyer, I'd like to thank you for joining me again. Next week, we're going to get some more sports talk, some more NBA talk, because I old and barely watch basketball, but I'll protest if they talk about no Elam ending in the playoffs. Thank you for joining me. Guardian Radio AM is up next, and Mr. Cecil Newry is waiting for you. Have a great day, Bahamas. Have a great weekend, and thank you again, Mr. Davis. Thank you again, Mr. Sawyer.